Well, boys and girls, there's a program in our house, and every Saturday night, all my kids get in front of the TV, and they're glued to it for about an hour and a half or so. And it's a program that I've found that lots of different kids seem to be very, very fond of. It's called The X Factor. You've got it in one. And it seems to be a very, very popular program indeed. You know, that's a very strange name for a television program, isn't it? The X Factor. I wonder what that means. Well, I'll tell you what it means. The X Factor is really, it means a quality that someone has that you can't quite explain, but you know that they're going to be a real star, an unknown quantity that they possess that gives them a star-like quality. And when I was thinking about that name, the X Factor, and what the X in it actually meant, something unknown, something that you couldn't quite explain, it really reminded me of the way that the symbol or the letter X is used in different ways. And it reminds me of some of the things really that the Bible would share as well from that there. And I want to speak to you for a few moments today about some of these ways in which the letter X or the symbol X can be used. And here's the first way that I think it can be used. X is a symbol that's used to show that something is wrong. X is a symbol that is used to show that something is wrong. Now, I was never any good at sums at school, and I'm still no good at sums. I'm glad I'm married to a girl who knows how to do her sums, or else none of our bills would ever be paid. But you know, supposing you got that sum there, 2 add 2, and you wrote down 5. What would the teacher put beside it? What would she put beside it? An X. And what does that tell you? What does it tell you? You don't even know how to add 2 and 2. That's what it means. It means that you're wrong, doesn't it? Well, you know, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that God has put an X against each one of our lives. The Bible says that we all have a problem called sin. And sin is something that God can have nothing to do with, nothing whatsoever, because He's a holy God. And because we have sin in our lives, and sin means disobedience to God and disobedience to the Word of God, and because we have sin in our lives, well, that means that God puts an axe against them. We've got life wrong. And we all think thoughts, and we all do things, and we all say things at times that are dishonoring and displeasing to God. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every last one of us have this axe against our lives. We have all failed God, and we have all got life wrong because there's sin in all of our lives. And so that's the first way that this symbol axe is used. It's used to show that something is wrong. But there's a second way that this letter X is used, or this symbol. It's used as a symbol of love. Now, we're a long way off Valentine's Day, aren't we? But when Valentine's Day comes, I'm sure that some of you are going to get cards like this. And lots of these cards will have X's and O's in them. Now, who can tell me what the O means? Yeah.
Hugs.
Hugs. What does the X mean? Yes, yes. What does X mean? Kisses, that's right. It's really a symbol of love, isn't it? And X is used in that way too. And that reminds us of the fact that although we are all sinners, although God has put an X against each one of our lives, God still loves us. And you know, God in that love did something that was altogether marvelous. The Bible tells us that because God still loves us, even though we're sinners and He can have nothing to do with sin, that God sent His only Son into the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ went to the cross in order to take the punishment that you and I deserve, so that we, the guilty, could go free. That's how much God loves us. Romans 5 and 8 says that God demonstrates, God shows His love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, that Christ Jesus died for us. And so X is a symbol that's used to show that something is wrong. And X is also a symbol of love. But here's a third thing. X is a symbol of restriction. I don't know if you've ever seen a DVD or a video, but usually you get something on it that tells you, that grades it, that rates it, and it can be a PG. Who can tell me what PG means? parental guidance, or it can be you, that means universal, or it can be, there's another one as well, under 15 or under 12 or something like that. But there's another one, and it's a green triangle, and it's called an X certificate. And that means that you can't watch this DVD or this video unless you're over 18 years of age. And that means that it's restricted to you. Restricted. You're not allowed to unless you're over 18 years of age. It's restricted. An X is a symbol of restriction. No, boys and girls, I want to tell you something that's wonderful. The message of the gospel, the message of God's love, and the invitation that God gives us all to receive his love, it has no restrictions. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you're like. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you're from. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can't be too young to be saved. And you can't be too old to be saved. You know, I have a girl at home, and just before her fourth birthday, when she was still three, she put her trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people may think I was too young, but she's still walking with the Savior today, years later. And my dad, he was 82 years of age, 82, really old man. And he asked Jesus into his heart, and he was saved. And you know what? He's gone to heaven now, and that's just altogether wonderful. But the Bible tells us there's no restriction on the gospel. Whoever you are, whatever you are, whatever you've done, the Bible promises that if you trust in what Jesus did on the cross, then God will receive you in his own spiritual family. One final usage of this symbol, X. Right? First of all, it's a symbol that shows that something is wrong. We have sin in our lives. That makes us wrong before God. It's a symbol of love. God has shown his love toward us through the cross. It's a symbol of restriction, but there's no restrictions in the gospel, finally. It's a symbol that's used to show that something has been cancelled. You know, the Bible tells us that if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that our sin will be cancelled. At home in the study sometimes, if I'm writing and I write something that's wrong and I want to blot it out, I want nobody to take any notice of it, I can put a big X through it. And if we put our trust in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, you know what God does? God puts a big X through our sin. God says, I'm not going to take any more notice of that because the punishment for that sin has been put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And God says, their sins and their iniquities, I will remember no more. God just cancels our sin out. And because our sin is cancelled out, we're allowed to go to heaven at the end of life's journey. You see, the Bible says that there's no sin allowed into heaven, and no one who has sin. But if our sin has been taken by Jesus, it's wiped out, it's cancelled, and God welcomes us into this wonderful place where we are forever happy in the presence of the Lord. And so, boys and girls, there's a number of ways in which this symbol X is used. And maybe the next time you're talking about the X factor, or perhaps you're watching it on television or whatever, you just remember some of these ways in which that symbol is used. And you remember that we all need to put our trust in Christ if we're to be allowed to go to God's wonderful heaven at the end of life's journey.